Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. I am so excited to have Rohan Preston join us again here at WCCO. Of course, he is the lead theater critic at the Star Tribune. And of course, you know his work. You've read some of his articles. If you have not, go to rohanpreston@startribune.com. If I don't have that right, he will correct me right now. Welcome back,
Ro. You are right. You're absolutely right. You are never wrong. You're
yeah, right. Yeah. Let me see if I can live with that overnight. No way. Okay. First of all, welcome back. I have missed you. I hope you've missed being on with us.
I have totally missed you. And it's interesting because now the season is picking up such steam. And I'm watching the Oscars right now. And it was interesting because they are without masks. And it's like, wow, this is like almost like a pre-pandemic thing. And I think something really crazy just happened at the Oscars.
Okay, was it the deaf person?
No. I think Will Smith slapped Chris Rock for real. Chris Rock Chris Rock made a joke about Andy. I think he called Jada. You know, so a joke that referenced Jada, and I don't know, and she took offense to it, and Will got up and slapped Chris Rock.
He slapped him on the Oscars?
You're hearing about it tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. How did the audience respond?
Well, I think people are confused, but what happened is that, so they beeped out, or the sound went dead for quite a bit. And then they showed Will back at his desk, at his chair. And I'm not a lip reader, but I could tell you that he was using some very colorful language.
I bet. Talking about his wife, for real?
Yeah. It's like
Why would Chris Rock go that far? Did they plan it? Do you think that was planned?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I think he made a joke, and Jada, other people are laughing at various jokes, but Jada was very, was not amused in any way. And so it literally just happened a few moments ago. So I'm still in that place. You know,
yeah, and that'll be everywhere tonight and tomorrow. Absolutely. That's what people, you know, the numbers for the Oscars has been going down nearly every year for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people just aren't interested in all of these award ceremonies, particularly the Oscars. It used to be number one for the longest time.
I know.
So was it a big audience tonight?
Oh, it's a huge. I don't know in terms of. I mean the metrics, but what they had, and it's not a huge audience there. But I think this is going to generate a ton of interest. And so your question was it planned or staged? I can't believe it would be, but I don't know. You know.
Oh, it sounds like something they would do to get people back on. You know what I mean? Oh, it's that
okay.
important.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt this. I'm looking at this right now. Twitter, of course, is going to be buzzing about this. And they have the clip from ABC. So, CJ Fogle, I believe, from the I've seen the name. I think he's from Star Tribune. But this looks real. This looks very real.
And Chris was he lost his rhythm after that. He lost his step after that.
Yeah,
well, thank you. I'm really glad you jumped in here because, you know, it's so weird, you know?
I'll say this. They cut. It looks like they cut back to Will Smith after he went back to his seat. He walked on stage, slapped him, then walked back to his seat. And then you see Will Smith yelling at him. And yes. Lupita Nyong'o.
From the audience.
Lupita Nyong'o is sitting next to him, and she has one of the most uncomfortable looks you will ever see.
Who starts a fight at the Oscars? But if you're talking about somebody's spouse, somebody's going to get hit. Come on now. That's like a sin.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I think this is huge, and I hate to see it, but but I, you know, because I hate to see adults behaving that way. But it's pretty crazy. I have to say. I mean, it has to be real. I agree with you because Chris Rock lost his step, and then in the lip reading. I don't know. Were you able to, when you saw the video of him back there, did you have
it was,
a sense
I couldn't hear it. There was basically
yeah,
it was keep my wife's name out of your new you know what mouth.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I saw.
Someone has taken, I guess, stills of photos of a bunch of people at the Oscar ceremony, and there's a lot of stunned faces. I'm seeing The Rock. I'm seeing Meryl Streep. I'm seeing, it looks like John Legend, Selma Hayek. Wow. I don't know what to say about this.
I have to say that one of our superstars here at CCO, Henry Lake, wrote and said everything, everybody thinks it's real on Twitter even. So now you know if Twitter is involved, you're going to have so many responses. They're going to be talking about this on the news tomorrow, local, national, you name it. Incredible. I don't know. What do you say about that, Rohan? If you're writing about it tomorrow, will you give your opinion of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm like literally in the wake of it right now. I mean, I would probably just give the evidence of it and talk about it, about what happened and perhaps there is some history there. There's bad blood, maybe. I don't know. I'd want to have as much context as possible. I wondered if it merited. I don't think it merited that, but there may be more things going on than we know. You know?
This sounds like something that's been happening all along. Maybe this started a week ago or something, or maybe a month ago. But obviously, Will Smith was terribly offended, and so with his wife. And so he reacted to it. Now, a lot of husbands would react to that and slap some folk. Seriously.
I totally understand that. I mean there's faith and there's, you know, protecting your family. And I understand that. I don't know though. I mean, I don't know if Will overreacted or if it's the last straw. Do you know what I mean?
You know, this has been our fears though. I know it's been my fear is that we're getting to the point where we have certain award ceremonies like the Grammy ceremonies, and it's not even shocking when somebody gets up on stage and acts a fool. It's not even shocking anymore. But the Oscars has been that one award show that just has the right sensitivity. They know not to go that far, even if the hosts are just boring and terrible. But so to know that he did this, I'm like, wow, how could this have happened? He could have said something from the audience that nobody else heard, you know?
Someone just wrote that the joke had something to do with alopecia, and Jada has alopecia, so that was over the line. I don't know if that's true, but that's one of the comments I just saw, you know?
Good Lord. Yeah. So you're on Twitter, I see.
Two quick things about this. Number one, they still haven't selected best actor yet. So what if he wins? Because he's the Will Smith is the favorite to win Best Actor. What happens if he has to go back up on that stage and make a speech? The second thing is, and I referred to this earlier, Geraldine, about another topic. There's a point where someone might have to slap the taste out of somebody's mouth. Apparently, Will Smith reached that point.
And I don't, you know, that's the bottom line. It is.
I don't mean to laugh here. I don't even mean to laugh, but it's kind of funny, you know?
It's not funny to me. I think that we go too far. And once we allow it to happen to one big, the four big award shows, once we allow it to happen, once it's going to happen over and over again, people are going to want whatever press they can get, no matter how ugly it is or how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
Right? So this is going to...
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be out there for a while, that's for sure. And I'm really sick about it. I'm sick about it. Why in the world did it go this far? And Chris... Why would you go that far? He knew better. He knows better.
Yeah.
Why would he go that far?
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, you know, part of the thing is, I mean, we love our comedians, right? Because they are truth tellers, but they also know what the boundaries are, you know, and the personal attacks like that, if that's the case, you know, oof.
Wow, he smacked him. Although in my heart, there's a piece of me that says, okay, it was always coming. That was, you know, because Chris will say some stuff, y'all. Come on. It's three black people on the radio right now together. Y'all know. You know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
goodness.
That's
all I have to say about that.
By the way,
that.
We do have another guest that's going to be coming on.
We do.
Soon.
We do. Okay.
Completely sidetracked.
I know, but we have to. But this is news we need to talk about.
Immediate.
It's important.
Well,
it's immediate.
Yes, it was so immediate. And talk about comedians. So Michael Che was here on Thursday and Friday.
Yes, yes.
So I actually went to see him in an audience of like 50 people. Angela and I went, and on Friday night at a hair salon, he tried out material. Some of it was hysterical, and some of it didn't go. But the big news that he broke there is that he's leaving SNL after this season, his eighth season. Oh. And so we have that in the Star Tribune broke that news nationally, you know?
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting that scoop. And of course, seeing this on television tonight. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to read what you're going to write about it. I can't wait. Now, very quickly before I let you go, Thurgood at Penumbra, it's all about Thurgood Marshall, has been extended until what date?
It's I believe it's April 10. April 10, yes. It's extended through April. The actor playing it, Lester Puri, does an amazing job. And it's an insight. Director Lou Bellamy staged this show. It offers for me an insight because I've seen this show. It's a one-person show of Thurgood Marshall. And what distinguishes this production is he has a lot of joy and happiness, and he's a victor, not a victim. So even though it's full of really challenging things that he did in his life, but also his victories in terms of Brown versus Board of Education,
desegregated
American schools, and then becoming a Supreme Court justice, he is smiling. Lester Puri is smiling in much of it, and he has that spirit that Muhammad Ali has, which is like, he's a winner no matter what. And that is an incredible thing to possess on stage. And
so Javita went to see that show. Yeah, she saw that show and just loved it, raved about it. And Rohan, you know how much we love you, man. I'm so glad that you're back. I hope you'll be back next week. And just know we'll talk about The Tempest the next time we get together. Thank you so much for giving us this breaking news.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.